I'd like to ask you to turn with me to James, James chapter 1. We're going to read the whole chapter, and just a couple questions before we read, and then we will go immediately to prayer to confess our sins. Do we really look to the Lord in trials and have pure joy in the middle of them? How are we with our tongue? James will address our tongue throughout, and especially here in chapter 1 and chapter 3. Is it a bridled tongue before God? And then, finally, are we really being deceived into thinking that maybe some of the good things that we have are created kind of by us rather than given to Him by God? James chapter 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation and the rich in his humiliation, because, like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass, its flowers falls, and its beauty perishes. So also with the rich man will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life with which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at the natural face, at his natural face in a mirror. For if he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer, but forgets a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself from being unstained from the world. So let's let the Lord do surgery on our heart with his word as we go before him and confess sins. I'll close this. Gracious Father, thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for using your word to convict and encourage us. This is a convicting passage. Lord, certainly we would confess that we haven't always faced our various trials with joy or considered them to be joyful events. We know that we haven't come to you as we ought in prayer looking for wisdom. Father, at times we have spoken more than we have listened, and we have become angry when we should have looked to you instead. Father, we have sometimes not bridled our tongue, and oftentimes, Father, have not taken care of widows and orphans as we ought. Lord, many times maybe we have forgotten or lost track of this just incredible truth that every good and perfect gift is from above. And so, Lord, I pray that these passages would encourage and convict us all week long. We confess our sins before you, and we are so thankful that in the gospel of our Lord Jesus, you have washed through the Lord Jesus, have washed our sins as far as the east is from the west, just like we sang. And Lord, that your grace is greater than our sins. That although we are sinful, although we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, you have given us life abundant and eternal because you made him who had no sin to become sin for us, that we may become your righteousness. And Lord, I pray that the condemnation that Satan may throw at us, we would not be condemned. We would know that there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ, but that instead we would look to you and race continually to the cross to take care of these sins, to wash them away. And we are very grateful that you have washed them as far as east is from the west for your glory. And we are so grateful for that kind of forgiveness in Jesus' name.